Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, February 17th, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Google today released news about a vulnerability in glibc. glibc is the library that most Linux systems are based on. Now, there are exceptions. Initially, I got this wrong in the diary. So, for example, Android does not use glibc. iOS, OS X, and so on are more BSD-based, so they also don't use glibc. There are cases where sometimes the glibc library is included in applications, but mostly it's Linux systems that you have to worry about here. So your Debian, your Red Hat based systems, those are the ones to worry about. So what's the deal here? Well, this vulnerability revolves around the getAdderInfo function. When you don't specify the address family, and that's quite commonly done, essentially you allow for IPv4 or IPv6 responses, then this particular function will set up two buffers to receive the response. Now, by default, 2048 bytes are allocated, and that works just fine. If more data comes back, more memory is allocated, but sometimes this allocation doesn't work right and you end up with a buffer overflow. So the way this would be exploited is that your system is sending a DNS query out, and then a malicious DNS server is responding with a large response that triggers this mismatch in buffer sizes, and then you have your classic buffer overflow and remote code execution. Now, remote code execution isn't terribly straightforward here according to Google, because many operating systems now do include special countermeasures for that, but Google states that they were able to create a proof of concept exploit that will successfully exploit this vulnerability. So what can you do about it? Well, the short answer is patch. There isn't really much else you can do. The advisory here is talking about dropping UDP DNS packets that are larger than 512 bytes. That probably helps somewhat, but it will also break eDNS 0. eDNS 0 is an option that was introduced in DNS to allow for UDP responses that are larger than 512 bytes, and typically, if you use IPsec, it has to be supported, and most modern operating systems do support it. So you would have to turn eDNS 0 off as well. And this vulnerability can also be exploited via TCP. For TCP, you would have to block replies that are larger than 1024 bytes. While they're not terribly common, they certainly do happen that you have replies that are more than 1024 bytes. Let's say there is a server that does load balancing and returns a lot of A records. That could possibly happen. Turning off IPv6 does actually not mitigate this vulnerability, because even if you turn off IPv6, it will still do this dual lookup for both address types if you don't specify the address family. So this will not mitigate it. This vulnerability was introduced originally in May of 2008, so any version of glibc, which was 2.9 at a point and later, are vulnerable. The patch was released today, so on Tuesday. This should be rolled out to the various distributions shortly, so check for it. Since there isn't really a working exploit right now, since Google states it's tricky to write a working exploit, you probably have a couple days to deal with that. So wait for your vendors to come up with patches for your versions of Linux. Ironically, a little bit over a year ago, like January last year, we had the ghost vulnerability, which affected the same library, glibc, but a different call that does essentially the same thing, get host by name. Get host by name is the old version of get adder info. Back then, actually, one of the advice was you shouldn't really use get host by name anymore. You should use get adder info, which is the function that is vulnerable now. And Blue Frost Security Labs found an interesting vulnerability in FireEye. FireEye is a system that inspects binaries, whether or not they're malicious, by briefly running them in a virtual machine. And they had a fairly basic oversight in how they're dealing with special characters in file names. In order to run the binary in the virtual machine, it has to be copied into the correct location. That is done by a little batch script that does not properly escape percents in the file name. So with that, the copy fails and FireEye doesn't notice the copy fails. So it thinks it's running this malicious binary. And of course, it's not finding any malicious behavior because the binary never ran. The result is that this particular binary's MD5 hash will now be added to the list of binaries that are already analyzed. So the next thing an attacker can do now is to send the same binary with a more regular file name, and it will no longer be analyzed because it still uses the same hash. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.